The same great folks who bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swan stone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com. And see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
Putting the pieces together on state politics, trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7, as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts.
All right. I can't hold out any longer. Happy New Year. All of that is great. You know, Kathy Griffin, who has set herself up as the controversial comedian. She doesn't have a lot of talent, obviously. But what she does have is she has stories that she can tell in her own way about situations that she gets herself into. And her whole shtick, if you will, is about situation that she's gotten herself into and relaying those to her audience. And her audience is of a makeup that likes the situations that she gets herself into. And so on CNN this year, she rang in the new year on their broadcast, and she got into it with a heckler, which it surprises us. Does it surprise anybody that that happened? You know, Anderson Cooper, who was her co-host, who, you know, straight-laced, straight shooter guy, he was surprised. I don't know how he could be surprised that she got into a situation with somebody in the audience, a heckler. And how could anybody be surprised that that she was rude, that she used profanity, that she used profanity over the airwaves, that she dropped several words that we can't even, I mean, normally we could replay the video or replay the audio for you, excuse me, so you could hear what was happening. You could get a taste and flavor, even if we beep it. I don't even want to give her that because there's so much of the profanity in there. It's just really, really not a lot that we can share with you. But viewers were not surprised, I don't think, about what she said and how she responded. But basically, I mean, all I can tell you is that heckler made a comment about her, and she responded very graphically, inappropriately about the individual, basically saying that they were a prostitute, a male prostitute at that, and that she doesn't interfere with their job. So why would they interfere with hers? Now, this is going to make great reading. This is going to make some headlines. This is going to get her more publicity. And, you know, this will also basically it'll give her more material to work with. And her audience will absolutely love it. I've listened to some of her stuff before. I had to turn it off after a while. It starts out innocuous. It starts out nice, and you know they're funny, and you're kind of chuckling and everything. It doesn't end up that way. It usually ends up pretty raunchy. Pretty raunchy, you know. Hey, before the break, we were talking about Al Franken. And Al Franken basically is totally different than the Illinois stuff because, you know, it's a tight race, okay? But he's claiming that he's won, and this is after a contested ballots. There was, 1,300 one time, and now there's another 2,500, and then there's now another 650. And he is being, it's being said that he is leading the race by about 49 votes. And that's with the challenged resolved ballots, which is different than all of the ballots being resolved, counted. His opponent, Coleman, his campaign is trying to include another 650 supposedly improperly rejected absentee ballots, which are more friendly to him, the incumbent. So there's about 1,350 ballots that have been redistributed and recounted by officials. Of those, my understanding is there's about 100 of them that went to Franken that were seen, supposedly, but can't be found now. And they can't be legally counted, but they're being included at this point until they can be located. And this stuff, I don't know about you, but this stuff burns me. It just burns me. When I turn around and you have an election this close and ballots are counted, then not counted. Remember the old Chad situation where, well, what did they interpret what the voter meant. They interpret what they should have been done. If a ballot, there seems to me to need to be a very clearly defined set of rules. And in those defined set of rules, there can't be ambiguity. And right now there is clearly defined set of rules with ambiguity. It's either counted or not counted correctly or incorrectly, because we continually find ourselves in this situation, and it's becoming more and more frequent. And it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work for me. I don't know about you, but I sit there and I go, how can this government do this again and again and again? And the only answer is because the government can't do anything properly most of the time. It's just tragic. It's tragic. So right now, Franken's saying that he won. We've got a former Texas Supreme Court judge saying that it's going to go all the way to Supreme Court. We've got, all the courts in Minnesota trying to say, well, we need to start at the lower court. No, we need to go to the higher court. It's not clear. It's not defined. And this has been going on for weeks. And the Minnesota's, the officials won't give him basically a certificate of election. They can't with it being contested or pending. So right now you're sitting there, it's going to have a vacant seat, which I think is fine. I think that works fine. You have a vacant seat, you can do a temporary appointment. Does not need to be resolved. And, you know, what do you do when you seat somebody that isn't certified? Well, again, remember what we talked about before, which is the Constitution, state Constitution, and the federal and the country's, our Constitution, U.S. Constitution. Whatever that is, that's the rules. That's what we got to live by. Well, the state Constitution and the U.S. Constitution say that they can't be seated without being certified. And that's not going to happen. Not until it's settled. You got the Attorney General of Minnesota. He said, I'm not going to issue a certificate until it's settled. Rightly so. So, have you thought about taking a boat trip anywhere? Well, I recommend highly that you don't take it anywhere near Somalia. I got to tell you, it is the warships now, the French warships and the British-led anti-pirate task force has stepped up their pace. They've got another 12, I think it was 12, 12 people were seized. Pirates, you know, you've probably been hearing a little bit about this. The pirates attacking different cargo ships in the Gulf of Aden, and how that they had a cruise ship. They had that was taken over. Cargo ships that were taken over, and the military has had to step in. And this is a sign of things to come. Now, the question that I have, why are they arresting these individuals? Why are they capturing them? They've got a warship out there. And if you're trying to get on, you're on your boat. Let's just forget all of the government officials and all of the other red tape. You're on your boat out in the middle of the ocean. Doesn't matter really where you are. You and your family are there, and your belongings are there that you have. And somebody is trying to board you and take possession of your ship, your cargo, your crew. What do? Do you arrest them? Or do you send a clear, distinct message that your vessel is probably the one that they least want to try and capture? I'll tell you right now, don't try and board my vessel, because I'm going to send a clear and distinct message, and it won't be across your bow. You're listening to News Radio Magazine, Weekend Edition. We're going to talk about Russia oil right after this. Don't go away.
The same great folks who bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swanstone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517. Creating an architectural plan for your next building project has never been so easy, thanks to Kapler Architects. They've got an online library of home plans to browse through, award-winning plans from over the past 20 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help narrow it down to size. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler home plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.